This song originated in the British Isles, but our version, this is on our first CD, this is a version from Appalachia. The charming tale of a mother who murders her two children and they come back to haunt her and condemn her to hell. Don't we have great choices for material? You know, it's the tragic stories that make the best stories, though. So send out your best anti-rain thoughts right now.
Gentlemen, the stage manager.
There was a lady lived in York, all alone and lonely. She fell in love with a farmer's clerk down by the Greenwood siding. She loved him up, she loved him down, all alone and lonely. She loved him till he filled her arms down by the greenwood siding. She leaned her back against an oak, alone and lonely. First it bent and then it broke down by the greenwood siding. She leaned her back against a thorn, alone and lonely. There she had two fine babes born down by the greenwood siding. She pulled down her yellow hair, alone and lonely. Bound it round their feet and hands, down by the greenwood siding. She pulled out her weeping knife, alone and lonely. Stabbed those two babes to the heart, down by the greenwood siding. She laid them neath the marble stone, alone and lonely. Then she turned to the fair maid home, down by the greenwood siding. She was sitting in her father's hall, alone and lonely. Saw two babes come playing at ball down by the greenwood siding. Babes, oh babes, if you was mine, alone and lonely, I'd dress you up in scarlet fine down by the greenwood siding. Mother, oh mother, and we were yours, alone and lonely. Her own heart's blood down by the greenwood siding. You wiped your penknife on your shoe, alone and lonely. The more you wet, the more red it grew down by the greenwood siding. You laid us neath the marble stone, alone and lonely. Now you see it as a fair maid home down by the greenwood siding. Babes, oh babes, it's heaven for you, alone and lonely. Mother, oh mother, it's hell for you, down by the greenwood siding.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to do one more, and they're going to bring the next act on. I think it's Last Rite, and... I want to thank you all very much for listening to us. We, again, our CDs are for sale. CDs and cassettes are for sale at the FOF tent back here. at the top of the hill, and then at the back porch, which is the state area, information area that they've set up, which is right straight back at the top of the hill. And also, as soon as we get this stuff packed up in 10 minutes or so, we will be at the Foth booth if you want to come by and say hi. And if you'd like to see us in a dry place, at 5 o'clock we're doing a set in the tower, and that is inside in the tower at 5 o'clock. And we'd love to see you. Thanks very much to all the folks.
This is Will McLean, Lord Holdback.
We're very glad to be here. Thank you.
Was in the late 20s, there came a great flood. It drowned 4,000, their graves was a flood. Was nothing could withstand that great tidal wave. And the ghosts of the vanished still cry from the grave. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee. Lake Okeechobee's blue waters I hold. When the wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for the poor soul. Oh, Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. Now the Seminoles left them with haste and great speed. Their wise ones have won and were given no heed. When the waters recede, great God, what a sight. Men, women, and children turn black as the night. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee. Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When the wind is blowing across Okeechobee, let it go. Oh, Lake Okeechobee's blue waters I hold. Is calm and serene. The land all around it is fertile and green. But the people grow fearful when the wild winds do moan. They look at the earth and think of their home. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee. Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When the wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're coming and seeking for a poor soul. Oh, Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold.
Thank you. We're Tori Voodoo.
Thank you.
Let's give another big hand for Tori Voodoo. Right. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, in a few minutes, we're going to set up for the Sanabar Dance Ensemble, which is a dance and music of company of Mid-Eastern influence. They're coming on right now. As we get ready, is it raining any harder now? A little bit? Okay. I can't tell. Is everybody feeling all right? Okay, everybody's feeling all right. Yeah. I'm going to tell a little story right now as we stretch some time out so it won't be any dead space. And it's a story about the fox. Everybody knows the fox. The fox is very slick. But sometimes the fox outfoxes himself. And the fox likes to take the lunch of the farmer. And every day the farmer goes out into the field, work all day long. And every time he comes back to look for his lunch or his dinner, his lunch or dinner is gone. So sometimes he'll go home with an empty stomach. One day this farmer starts to think, he needs to find a place to put his food so the fox won't be able to get it. So he found a tree, and in this tree there was a hole, and it was hollow inside. So he took the food and pushed it through the hole into the empty space. He walked away. He figured everything would be all right. But the fox, he is so slick. The fox waited until the farmer got to the field, and the fox slipped through the little hole. And once inside, the fox ate the farmer's food. He ate and ate and ate. But unfortunately for the fox, when he ate, his stomach got bigger and bigger and bigger. Matter of fact, his stomach was much bigger than it was before he entered the hole. So when he tried to get out the hole, he could not get out. But the fox started to scream, "What am I going to do? What am I going to do?" A bird was sitting in the tree, and the bird looked down and laughed and said, "I don't know what you're crying about. You're going to have to wait until what you have eaten has been digested before you can get out of that hole you climbed in." End of story. So are we ready here?
No.
Not yet. Yeah, we're still moving along here. It doesn't seem like it's raining as hard as it once was. I think the worst part of it is over. We're so happy that people are sticking it out here. You really are troopers to sit here and enjoy such a beautiful afternoon of entertainment, cultural exchange. We have so much diversity. The next group that's coming up, the Sanabar Dance Ensemble, as I said before, is a dance and music company that that dances and music is rooted in the Mid-Eastern experience. Okay. Yeah, be careful with those wires. It's going to be quite interesting here, there. We have a really treat here, even though it's raining. They're coming out to dance for us. And okay. Yes. Please give a warm hand for the Sanabar Dance Ensemble.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Just one more second here. While they're setting up the mics, I'll just let you know that the what you're going to see here evolved from a centuries of street dancers and street musicians in the Middle East, particularly in Egypt. These dancers were sort of like the vaudeville of the early 20th century United States. They were poor folks that found a way to make a living by entertaining people and getting what tips they could from it. When the Europeans began to come to Africa in the mid-19th century, and they saw these dancers and musicians, then this concept and all these dances and this music sort of spread throughout the world. So what you're seeing is an interpretation of a very, very old form. So I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That was a tune that we gathered from our friend Wes Malik, who gathered it from a family member up in Canada, and we're calling it Carpathian Mayhem at this point. Next up, we're going to do one for you we call the Zill Dance. Thank you.
Let's give a big hand. A big hand to Santa Barbara Dance Ensemble. Yes, give him a big hand. No, we can't. Thank you very much. Zanabar Dance Ensemble.
Thank you. We'll be at the dance stage undercover at 4:30 over here by the tower.
All right. Okay. Now let's get ready for the next group. The next group coming up is Last Rites. Last Rites was started by Steve Greenberg and Steve Glickstein in mid-1989. Toward the end of the year, Ruth Replogle joined the group and added a new dimension of harmony in addition to balancing the group ethnically and sexually. Last Rites has appeared extensively in South Florida area and is considered the best folk group in Florida. It recently successfully concluded two-city world tour, appearing mostly in turnpike rest areas. The group specializes in up-tempo acoustic music and comedy. Much of the comedy is unintentional. Give a warm hand to Last Rites.
Is it raining or something?
That's not rain, that's liquid sunshine.
Notice how it settled the dust, though.
We decided we're going to just walk over and sing on the marble stage. If you want to come in there, it's covered up. Check two, check two.
I'm okay.
I think I need this a little. There we go. You're not on.
You're not on.
Could you turn on Steve's mic over there?
Vocal? Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, now you turn it back off. Thank you. No.
I love the guitar.
We have we decided to alter our program to sing songs that are appropriate to the weather. So those of you that know Row, Row Your Boat are welcome to sing along with it. No, this is a song called Galveston Flood. Are you on, Steve?
Yeah.
You on?
In the year of 1900, many years ago, and death come howling from the ocean. When death calls, you gotta go. Now Galveston had a seawall just to keep the water down. But high tide from the ocean spread the waters over the town. Wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning, Lord? Wasn't that a mighty storm? I blew all the people all away.
Well, the trumpet gave them warning. Said you better leave this place. But no one thought of leaving till death stared them in the face. And the train at the station was loading people leaving town. But the trestle gave way with the water, and the train, it went on down.
Wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning, Lord? Wasn't that a mighty storm? I blew all the people all the way.
Thunder began to roll, lightning flashed like hellfire, the wind began to howl, and its death, the cruel master. When the wind began to blow, rode in on a team of horses, I cried, "Death, won't you let me go?"
Wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning, Lord? Wasn't that a mighty storm? I blew all the people all away. Now trees fell on the island. Houses gave way. Some was trapped and drowning. Some died most every way. And the sea began to roll. And the ships, they could not land. And I heard a captain crying, "God save that drowning man." Wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning, Lord? Wasn't that a mighty storm? I blew all the people all away.
So many years ago, death come howling o'er the ocean. When death calls, you gotta go.
Wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning, Lord? Wasn't that a mighty storm? I blew all the people all away. Wasn't that a mighty storm? Storm in the morning, Lord. Wasn't that a mighty storm? I blew all the people all away.
Thank you.
Now, Steve is trained at juggling guitars, as you'll see. He does so adeptly.
I don't drop.
So well done.
This next song features one of our female vocalists, the one in the middle. You have to guess at the other one. This is an adaptation of an Edgar Lee Masters poem from the anthology Spoon River, which is called, oddly enough, Spoon River.
Nothing to do with the Andy Williams thing.
All of the riverboat gamblers are losing their shirts. All of the brave Union soldier boys sleep in the dirt. You
Thank you.
Thank you.
Boy, these strings feel like spaghetti in this weather.
I generally eat my spaghetti with a fork, Steve, so I'm not that aware of how it feels when it's wet. What are we doing? 17. Do you want to do that or do you want to do something else? Can you steal it?
Okay.
We're trying to keep your spirits up in this weather, so we're not doing the kind of slow numbers that we often do, the deadly dull things that have killed folk. You're welcome. You're welcome. Of course, we are charging extra. Two members of our group, Steve and I, are both lawyers. And so we tried to incorporate some material into our repertoire that includes lawyer songs. And this is really our primary example. It's called Stealin'. Are you going to start now?
I don't get the connection.
I know.
We caught Ruth by surprise in this one. We weren't going to do it. She doesn't have her kazoo. If anybody's got a kazoo handy.
Well, excuse me.
Anyway. Could we rent a kazoo?
Yeah, it goes exactly like this.
Just
fix some tissue paper in your mouth and...
Stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be.
You may dance.
Stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be.
Well, put your arms around me like a circle around the sun. I want to love you, baby, like the easy ride I've done. You don't believe
I love you, look at the fool I've been. Believe I'm sinking, look at the hole I'm in. Stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to that same old used to be.
Roadies are good.
Don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to that same old used to be.
Now that good man I'm loving is about my height and size. He's a merry man. He comes to see me sometime. You don't believe
I love you. Look at the fool I've been. Believe I'm sinking. Look at the hole I'm in. Stealing.
Thank you.
Thanks for the kazoo.
There's our roadie, Marcy, over there.
Thanks, Marcy.
She's been in training for 3-4 years just for this situation. Bring the kazoo out.
Came through.
We had to fire the last one, flunked it. You can be taught, right.
What are we doing?
What do you want to do next?
Kill Strike.
What?
Yeah.
We'll do a classic cowboy tune for you now. Feel free to sing along, dance, whoop, and yell.
Because as you can tell, we are all classic cowboys.
That's right. Now, repeat after me. Yeehaw! Come on. You got it. Now, if you don't want to do the yeehaw thing, you can make like the sound of a whip, you know.
Or use your own whip if you happen to have it on you.
A wimp? Let's not go there.
Sorry.
A wimp?
What?
Sure. Our pizza's just arrived.
This is our last song unless someone goes in the back and makes a complaint on our behalf, so.
We aren't holding our breath.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. On a ridge he rested as he rode along his way. All at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw galloping across the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Their horns were black and shiny, their hooves were made of steel. Their brands were still on fire and their hot breath he could feel. And a bolt of fear shot through him as they raced across the sky. He saw the riders coming hard, and he gave them mournful cry.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yow. Ghost riders in.
Eyes are blurred, their faces drawn, their shirts are soaked with sweat. Well, they're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet. And they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire, as they ride on here and cry.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yay.
Riders galloped by him, he heard one call his name.
Steve.
Said if you want to save your soul from hell, riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways today, all with us you will ride, chasing the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yay. In the sky, yippee-yay, yippee-yow, ghost riders in the sky, ghost riders in the sky.
Thank you very much. We're Last Rites. Thank you. Thanks for coming in the rain.
Yes. Another hand. Another hand for Last Rites. Another big hand. Thank you. Okay, so now we are preparing for the next artist to come on stage. The next artist's name is Angela Patois. She's from Brazil. She's a composer, guitarist, percussionist. She has developed her own style with a deep, strong rhythm. In her words, our samba is about happiness, but life is not always happiness. For me, it's important to show the spiritual influence of my black roots. Angela has been delivering her message with success. She has recently interviewed live on, has been recently interviewed live on the Saturday afternoon folk music show on National Public Radio in Miami, where she sang part of her repertoire. She was the headliner of the Acoustic Underground Series show organized by the Folk Club of South Florida at Seaview. Okay. As she sets up, I'd like to read a message. You're informed that you should stop by the Fourth booth to register to win 2 free tickets and a premium camping for the June 21st, 2nd Annual Suwannee Blues Music Festival at the Spirit of the Suwannee Music Park. Fourth offers your chance to see B.B. King, Robert Craig, and others. Winners to be announced from stage at 6 p.m. Again, we'd like to welcome Angela Patois. Let's give her a warm hand in all this rain here.
Eu vou entrando e vou cantando a este meu galambuá. Oi, seu Juremai, oi, me dê licença, eu tô chegando. Eu vou entrando e vou cantando a este meu galambuá. Dou boa noite, me ajeito no terreiro. É noite de cama, fango, eu quero só uma panhar. Dou boa noite, me ajeito no terreiro. É noite de cama, fango, eu quero só uma panhar. Seu Jurema, me dê licença, eu tô chegando. Eu vou entrando e vou cantando a este meu calambudá. Seu Jurema, me dê licença, eu tô chegando. Eu vou entrando e vou cantando a este meu calambudá. Dou boa noite, me ajeito no terreiro. É noite de cama, fango, eu quero só uma panhar. Dou boa noite, me ajeito no terreiro. É noite de cama, fango, eu quero só uma panhar. Sou preta velha, eu sou malê, eu sou oba. Aí eu vim lá de mãe África cantar meu calangodá. Sou preta velha, eu sou malê, eu sou oba. Aí eu vim lá de mãe África cantar meu calangodá.
Eu quero só uma fangueada. Boa noite, me ajeito no tempo.
is forever. Sol divino pode iluminar toda a escuridão que se tem nos olhos, nos olhos. Olha bem, só o sol divino pode iluminar toda a escuridão que se tem nos olhos, nos olhos. Do chão, da parede, das águas do mar, das estrelas que brilham no céu. Os olhos de toda criança, ao tio tem neste planeta.
Strange, because always I put my feet in there. But today I don't want to be, I can't, because I'm afraid to have a shock. Shock. Yeah. Yeah. Na areia eu vim brincar, com a permissão de Oxalá. Ô sereia da areia, mama Oxo, areia. Ô na areia eu vim brincar, com a permissão de Oxalá. Oi. Ô dia 8 de dezembro, Igreja da Conceição, suas escadas.
Lá vai a minha voz, deixa eu cantar. Lá vai a minha voz. Kashan. He's from Miami. Was born in New Orleans, but grew up in Florida. He in Florida. He's from New York. Everybody knows New York. Yeah, well, it continued to rain. Yeah? Hmm. Mama da fertility. Fertilizes today. Oxi, boy.
Salve o orixá das folhas, oi, salve o orixá, é o sanhalerê, salve o orixá, é encantado, a golana é de demá, Didi Maior, Didi Maior.
Brasil brasileiro. Oh, meu mulato prisioneiro. Oi, oh, oi, oh, meu Brasil brasileiro. Lê, lê, oi, meu mulato prisioneiro. Olê, lê, lê, meu Brasil. Que bora, André! Going to Miami, coming to see us at Big Fish, 5050 Miami Avenue Road. And thanks so much.
There's another hand for Angela Patois. Okay, the next group coming up, a group very special to me. I'm in the group. We just got together. Well, actually, the drummer has been with me for 20 years, and we have trumpet and horn players. We don't have a name for the group yet, but here we are.
Thank you. Thank you. My name is Ajamu. This is Richard. On that saxophone is Alan. And on the horn is Harley. We're the Ajamu group. Yes. Thank you. This is the break. It's time for eating and dinner. But the rain has stopped now, too. Did we stop the rain? See what y'all did? Y'all stopped the rain.
So now everybody can have a good time tonight.